Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Researchers are telling us today that stress is causing more emotional and physical damage than our grandparents could have imagined in their worst nightmares, from producing cancer to lowering IQ in our children. There's no question, however, that it produces ulcers, hypertension, heart disease, and a whole lot of emotional hassle which doesn't make anyone happy. When you're confronted with a stressful situation, it takes only 15 seconds for your hypothalamus gland in your brain to trigger a burst of adrenaline which begins to surge through your body. I've been told that trainers use it to stop the flow of blood from an open wound when a prize fighter doesn't fare too well in the ring. Adrenaline causes little ladies who could hardly lift a sack of potatoes to lift automobiles off of people involved in an accident. Stress causes the muscles of your body to go into turbo or overdrive mode. It's the fight or flight response to danger. Friend, take your fist and squeeze it just as tightly as you can. Hold it for a couple of minutes. It begins to ache and hurt, right? Well, stress does that to your body, too. But it doesn't release as your fist does when you shake it and restore circulation. Stress ties you into a knot, and you stay knotted. Believe it or not, stress headaches account for 80% of the symptoms which bring people to doctors as they complain about stomach pains, aching backs, tight throats, short tempers, impotence, viral infections, and what have you. Your emotions are also affected. When you're stressed out, you become irritable and cross. You say things which you really don't mean. Your temper flares, and quite often those who are closest to you, the ones you really love and care about, become the victims of your inability to handle stress. Dr. Jack Morris, a pastor and psychotherapist, sees a downward progression as stress produces first fatigue, then tension, then anxiety, and anxiety unchecked leads to depression. Now, there's another part of your life which is affected as the level of your competency drains into the honeycomb of life. It's your spiritual life. You go to church and the pastor speaks for 43 minutes, but you say he could have said all of that in 15 or 20 minutes. You're critical. You don't get much out of the service. If you read your Bible at all, you only see words, and at the end of your page, you can't remember a thing which you read. You begin to feel that God is distant, remote, and disinterested. You then begin to feel guilt, thinking that you're doing something wrong, because two myths constantly confront those of us who are believers. Those myths are, one, Christians shouldn't face stress, and two, those who feel stress are just not spiritual. Those two premises just won't go away. But is that necessarily true? One young woman who was climbing the corporate ladder thought so. She wrote, "Yesterday I was told by my physician that there is a strong possibility that I have an ulcer. I must go in Monday for tests and try to determine this or discover what other possibility it might be. This sets hard with me, as in my opinion, ulcers and Christians should not go together. I equate this with a lack of dependence on God." Now, should you feel as our friend, ponder this. Here is a common, ordinary table. You stand on the table, it will hold your weight. But if you put enough weight on it, eventually it will begin to wobble and the legs will collapse. The issue is not spirituality. It is stress beyond the load limit. So is it with us.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.